Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. This is definitely, I'm going to make this fluff tube worthy. I'm going to make it YouTube worthy. I'm joined with Michael Mazzola, co-director with Serena DC in a documentary called This Is Not a Hoax. And I got to tell you, folks, I've been looking at photos right now, and I got to say, I agree with the title. It's pretty epic. Pretty epic stuff we're going to be talking about. But first, folks, before we get started, you know what to do. Get your gold. Get your Noble Gold. If you have a bank account, pay attention, folks. Your savings could be at risk. The U.S. banking system is once again under extreme stress. This jeopardizes you and your family. But there's an easy way to protect yourself, and that is gold, gold and silver. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your family's financial future. As a thank you for opening a qualified account, they'll give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin, folks. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Get started with some gold, folks. You know what to do. Mike, thank you for joining me. This is awesome. Man, what a... I saw the article on Daily Mail, and it just blew me away because what it looks like to me, before we get started, I'm going to pull up the article, aliens are hoax. Filmmakers say three-fingered mummified humanoids found in Peruvian cave are real and believe 30% unknown DNA might be proof of a new species. But I guess it really wouldn't be a new species because these are, what, 1,000 years old?
That's right. It would be a species that's new to us that we don't know about. But yeah, they are definitely about 1,000 years old. The radiocarbon dating that's been done is unimpeachable. So that's not in question.
So these were found in a Peruvian cave. They're quite small, aren't they? They're pretty tiny.
Some of them are. They're pretty diverse, actually. The ones that everyone saw go viral a few months ago when Jaime Maussan brought two bodies in front of the Mexican Congress, and everyone, you know, kind of had a laugh. Those are quite small.
Here's a picture of, is this a picture of you and
Serena? This is one of the new ones. So this was a photo we just leaked. This is totally new. We were in Peru filming the scientists' reactions to seeing these bodies for the first time. So we're going to be unveiling these for the press, for the public. We'll be live streaming it for free so everyone can check it out.
And what were their reactions when they saw these?
I mean, it was pretty surreal. I mean, everyone was kind of stunned. We had a few forensic scientists with us from the University of Ica. And we had a guy who I really love and respect, named Dr. Jose Salce. This guy's a lieutenant colonel in the Mexican Navy. He was the head of all health research and development for the Mexican Navy. He's an expert in DNA forensics, forensic anthropology, forensic dentistry, and he was examining them for the first time, and I got to capture his reactions. He was stunned. And then we went to a lab nearby, and we spent several hours doing x-rays. You can see this image of these hands here. I took that picture on my phone in that lab, and you know, we got their sort of raw response to this. And it was, you know, I've been doing, you know, kind of weird UFO, paranormal, cryptozoology investigations professionally for about 10 years. It takes a lot to get a reaction out of me. I'm kind of jaded, but we were sitting there just like, what is our life right now? Like, what is happening? This is so crazy.
So how does this, you know, fun fact, folks, and I'm going to tell you, Michael, I actually held the Star Child skull in my hands, and I was privileged to look at that. And it was amazing to me because it had lobes. It was a flat face, a flat back. Had no navel cavities. And I believe there was like, I don't know, 200 to 300 disparities that wouldn't match up with a human skull. And it was just, it was fascinating to hold in my hands. And it was almost like the skull was like, what's the density of the skull or the bones on these? I mean, the human skull is kind of clunky, big compared to the one I was holding. Is it the same thing with these?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'd have to check my notes for the density. I believe that they are more dense than what we would see in humans.
Is there human DNA in these beings?
So yeah, so the original two that went viral that were brought in front of the Mexican Congress, those have had extensive DNA testing done on them. And they show 70% common ancestry with us, so some human DNA, but 30% unknown DNA. You know, and for context, we share 80% common ancestry with like bacteria. So these are even more foreign. And according to the scientists we interviewed who were doing the DNA analysis and others who reviewed the DNA analysis, apparently there are markers in the DNA that suggest that these might have been genetically engineered. So while, you know, nobody involved is claiming that these are extraterrestrials, I mean, that's what the press writes. They say alien mummies because that's a cool headline. And they definitely look like what we imagine extraterrestrials to be. But we don't really know where these came from. We have no evidence that these ever stepped foot on another planet. But I'll ask you this. Who had the ability to do genetic engineering 1,000 years ago? It wasn't humans.
Unless we were the ones that were genetically engineered by them, maybe.
Well, you know, that is a common theme in ufology and something that would explain a lot about human evolution.
So what are the most drastic differences? What from what you can see just by looking at these, obviously they're bipedal, they have limbs, they have a human type blueprint, right? Two eyes, a nose, a mouth. What are the big differences you see between them and a human being?
So we're calling these the tridactyl beings, right? Meaning three fingers, three toes. They're elongated. There's no thumb, which, you know, my first question when we were interviewing these scientists was, well, doesn't that represent a step backwards in evolution? If you know, isn't our opposable thumb the thing that sets us apart, makes us advance? And they said, well, actually, the way the hands are constructed and the way they seem to be able to curl around objects would actually give them greater dexterity than we have. So I thought that was nuts. And also some of the beings, the way that the vertebrae in the neck is constructed, they seem to be able to elongate their necks.
Like E.T.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, oh my God, like E.T. And you know, there's sort of some lore in the UFO field that I don't know if it's true or not, is that Spielberg-based E.T. on a real case. Now, we know that Spielberg was given access to Project Blue Book files to make Close Encounters of the Third Kind, right? And he had Jacques Vallée and J. Allen Hynek as advisors, right? Or J. Allen Hynek was an inspiration and Jacques Vallée was an advisor to the project. And so he had real access and he had a lot of real themes. That was more like a docudrama. So in my mind, it's not out of the question that E.T. could have also been inspired by real events. I have no evidence for that, but that is something that I have been told by people who I find credible. So it's a fun thought to entertain.
Are majority of these mummies, are they only found in Peru that you know of? Or are they found in Egypt? Are they found in other parts of the world? Or are we just finding them in Peru?
So there's all kinds of really weird beings that are being found. For example, there's the ones being in Chile. There's the Atacama humanoid that was really famous in 2013. It kind of blew up because of the movie Sirius. There was a lot of controversy around that. You know, the story kind of got flipped and the press was reporting, oh no, it's just a deformed human fetus. But that's not what the scientists involved were initially saying. So, you know, I don't know what really happened with that, but all of the bodies that we're presenting were all found in the same cave in Peru, in a town called Palpa, which is a rural town near Nazca. So they've kind of been known as the Nazca alien mummies or the Nazca mummies because no one's heard of Palpa. So they get called the Nazca mummies, but it's really from Palpa. And we met the grave robber who found them. And we...
the grave robber.
Yeah, I mean, this story's so crazy, right? I'm like, what is going
like
on?
Like Indiana Jones. This is crazy, yeah.
Yeah, and we hired him to take us to the cave. I didn't realize that it was going to be a 2-hour vertical climb up a mountain. And I have this horrific fear of heights, which I now have gotten over because I climbed this mountain. I thought I was going to die. It was so bad. And we finally get up there and I was expecting a cave that I could just walk right into. And instead, it's this tiny hole where you have to get on your belly and kind of squirm into it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, I put my head in and I started freaking out and I'm like, nope, 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 screw this, I'm out. So my crew, my friends went in and they filmed inside. It was very small, but I didn't go in. So it was just kind of...
So weird. How far down deep into this cave were these found? And could there be reason to believe that these are, I guess, cave dwellers and they travel through caverns and maybe they could still be on this planet?
Yeah, so the cave was pretty small. It probably went back about, you know, 10 feet, and it was like a circle, and you couldn't really even stand up fully in it. You know, you'd have to crouch. So apparently these beings were the reason why they're so well preserved is that they were packed in diatomaceous earth. That's why they're all white and powdery. That's what that stuff is.
Oh, so they weren't purposely mummified.
They were. I mean, whoever buried them in this cave knew exactly what they were doing. By packing them in diatomaceous earth, they were able to really perfectly preserve them. I mean, they've got tissue and organs and eggs partially intact. Intact. One of them is pregnant. I mean, it's really wild. There was even
and you actually have photos you could share slides of that, correct? Do you want me to let you do that right now?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, this is pretty phenomenal, folks. This is they have eggs in their abdomen. This is okay. This is great.
So this is the initially we went down to Mexico City to meet with Jaime Masson. I've known Jaime for years. You know, I meet him at the conferences. Didn't know him super well. Totally love and respect the guy, but I didn't know if this was real or not. I suspected that this was just BS because, you know, I saw all of the debunking, you know, and all of the ridicule. And, you know, even being in this field, being a researcher, you know, we're all kind of susceptible to the media hype. And so, you know, it was kind of irritating me that there was this kind of embarrassing hoax that was casting a shadow over this field. So me and Serena said, well, why don't we go down there and see what this is all about and just put it to rest. So we went down and this was one of the two first beings that we saw. These are the ones that were brought in front of the Mexican Congress.
Well, here's what's crazy is that why haven't they? I mean, back in the day when people came in possession of things like this, like when people would unearth elongated skulls or in Peru or giants, giant bones, they would get shut down immediately by the powers that be, the government, whatever. They didn't want people having possession of this or even knowing about this. What is happening now to where you know, filmmakers that you're able to have possession of these beings, and now you're able to put it out on the air. Things have changed, correct? I mean, this is pretty amazing. This is things have like literally transformed. I mean, it wasn't like this before.
Yeah, I mean, Dave Politis, who's a friend and an amazing Bigfoot researcher. He did the Missing 411 book, super successful author and filmmaker. He's got this fantastic anthology book that's called like Bigfoot, Wild Men, and something else. I'm sorry, Dave, I don't remember the title. It's a great book, though, and all it is 400 years of newspaper articles talking about mostly giants and Bigfoot, and there's all these scientific articles and mainstream newspaper articles talking about the discovery of these giant skeletons, and that in these articles it says, oh yes, it was sent to, you know, these scientists or so and so scientists showed up on the scene and it was taken to this university, and then you know what, you never hear about it again. It just disappears. You know, these articles are absolutely amazing. So there's definitely some kind of weird black hole that these things disappear into. I have a friend who used to be an archaeologist, and she worked at the Smithsonian. And she told me that, you know, there was so much cool stuff coming in all the time, and it was just getting covered up. You know, it would just disappear. And she was like, what's happening? You know, I want to study this stuff. So, you know, I don't like to, you know, invoke conspiracies or whatever without evidence. But it's weird that, you know, we have documentation going back hundreds of years of these amazing discoveries of these bodies. And then they're taken to
a human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
University labs, and they're never talked about again. It's just like it never happened. So we went down there, we saw these beings, and you see the white powder that it's sitting in. That's the diatomaceous earth that they were packed in.
I mean, to me, it looks like it would be almost, it looks about what, 3 feet? Is this one or?
No, this one's really small. This is like, you know, foot and a half, 2 feet.
Wow.
Really, really tiny. Yeah.
So these are tiny beings, and they're very diverse, correct? So they come in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, I'll show you some more. So the ones in the mirror article, the image we just released, that's about 3.5 feet tall if it was standing up. So it's considerably bigger, very very different. But what they have in common is the sort of elongated skull. And the tridactyl hands and toes, right? These long fingers and long toes, three on each appendage, right? So here, I'll go through some of these. Here's another angle. So they're kept in these temperature controlled cases in the diatomaceous earth. So we're like, okay, pretty cool. But you know, it could be papier mâché, right? It could be
right. I mean, when you're looking at this, I'm thinking,
You know, like it looks like it. I mean, it's so bizarre looking at this thing. I'm like, come on, this can't be real, right? So then we met a guy named Dr. Jose Salce, who I mentioned, right? Lieutenant Colonel in the Mexican Navy, health research and development for the Mexican Navy, expert in DNA forensics, expert in DNA or in forensic anthropology. And he starts showing us these 3D CT scans, right, that they did on these two bodies. And you see there's muscle, there's flesh, there's bone, you know, and you can see that there's some brain matter intact. I'm like, what?
Now let me stop you real quick. Let me ask you, do we know what their IQ could have been? Do we have any idea if they were very intelligent? Well,
I don't have the IQ to even begin to speculate.
I mean, you know, just because they're smaller doesn't mean that they were, you know, primitive or less intelligent than us. I mean, they could have been much more intelligent than we, right? I mean,
oh yeah. Oh yeah. And, we work with a lot of experiencers, contactees, some have been in our film, some have just been friends. And a couple of them have said, oh my God, guys, these beings are exactly the beings that have been visiting me for decades, right? Mm-hmm. So again, that's anecdotal, that's someone's personal experience. But for me, as someone who takes, a lot of, you know, I believe a lot of these experiencers, they have nothing to gain by lying about it. And these are people I happen to trust. So that was just another point for me of, okay, you know, maybe, you know, maybe it is real. So I'm looking at these CT scans. And again, I'm not qualified to analyze these, but these experts are telling me, Michael, these joints show the wear and tear that we would expect to see on, you know, a body that lived, right? As opposed to something that was just constructed. You know, they're saying there's no evidence at all of this thing being, you know, fastened together by humans. And look at the details on this, right? I mean, this would be such an elaborate hoax. These scientists say, if this is constructed, we have no idea how somebody could have constructed this. And so then I would say, I would add to that and say, why would, you know, how is it that people with no medical training, no medical knowledge, living, I mean, we visited their homes, living.
Yeah, behind, and then go stick them in a cave. I mean.
Yeah, living behind a chicken coop in rural Peru with no medical training or education whatsoever are going to, you know, can somehow construct these in a way that surgeons couldn't do it and then sell them on the black market for a few thousand dollars. Like it does. That for me is unbelievable. Right. For me, it's more likely that this represents some kind of new species. So you see these little orbs down here, this little white circle and the gray circle. So these are eggs. This thing was pregnant.
So are there male and female, or are they?
Well, they presume that this one is female because of the eggs, you know, so that's an assumption that's being made.
They don't have genitalia. They don't have anything like that from what you can see.
Not from what we can see. And then this thing that looks like a wishbone, this is actually a metallic plate that seems to be in there to heal a fracture. But again, perfectly surgically implanted without any scarring. And it's made of cadmium. And again, it's 1,000 years old. And it's like, this was, you know, humans didn't even know what this metal was until the 20th century. So who made this? You know, here are the feet, you know, and here's another view. You know, and this is Dr. Salce. This was in the lab in Ica when we took these new bodies. There were also a few skulls and hands that were just loose pieces. You know, they weren't part of complete bodies. And we spent hours doing these x-rays. So he was reacting in real time to these. And
their eyes look to me as if they can see in different spectrums, right? I mean, are they kind of Are they nocturnal? Does it seem? I mean, do we have any idea if they're nocturnal? I mean, if they're living in caves, I would imagine they can see in the dark.
So we don't know. We don't know that they were living in caves. We just know that they were buried in the cave, and they were buried by someone who knew exactly what they were doing. I mean, to pack. I know I've said it already, but to pack them in the diatomaceous earth so they'd be perfectly preserved. You know, I mean, it took 2 years for them to be excavated. So, you know, this was this skull is one of the things we'll be unveiling on Tuesday at this press conference. I don't want to spoil too much, but there were some very, very interesting characteristics to it. So, you know, we've published a couple photos to whet people's appetites, but we don't want to give everything away just yet.
Right. You want people to go to the documentary and watch it.
Yeah, well, we'll just come to the press conference. It's totally free.
Where is the press conference?
The press conference is Tuesday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. We're doing it in Los Angeles. So we're going to have Jaime, and we'll have Dr. Salce and a couple other people in Los Angeles. And then we're going to have a live link to the labs in Peru. And we're going to have about six scientists, really top of their game guys, from the University of Ica and from Lima, who will be with the bodies doing live examinations, live scans, discussing it, breaking it down, analyzing it. Yeah.
You say live. Will this be on YouTube? Where are you going to be streaming
this?
Yeah,
it'll be on YouTube. If you go to sparklivestream.com, you can sign up, and we'll send you an email with the link. We're going to embed the YouTube video there.
Do you get pushback from YouTube by putting this type of stuff up on YouTube or no?
I'm sorry?
Do you get pushback from YouTube putting this type of stuff on there, or are you?
I sure hope not.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Let me ask you this.
What happens, go ahead.
No.
Okay, so what are you hoping to accomplish with this documentary? I mean, what are we just asking the questions like, what are these? We don't know if they're interdimensional or extra dimensional. We don't know if they're otherworldly. We don't know if they're from outer space. We don't know if they're indigenous to the earth. We just don't know what these are, correct? We have zero idea. Are they a species from this? All indicators tell me that they're from this planet. I mean, if they're found here and they're buried in a cave, I would imagine that they're from this planet, maybe living underground in caverns. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, so a couple things we're trying to accomplish here. So number one, what you just said is absolutely the case. We do not know what these are. All we're saying is, according to the scientists who have actually spent time examining them, and they spent a lot of time examining them, they're saying these are not constructed. They're saying not paper mache. They're not cake art, right? And so we need the scientific community, the global scientific community, to step up and help us figure out what these are, right? And so the University of Ica inviting any scientist in the world who wants to come and inspect them, or who wants to run DNA analysis, you know, step up. And so that's our number one goal, is say, hey guys, let's just let the scientific process play out here, right? The other thing is that while we were in Mexico City filming, all of these articles started coming out. It was really weird that how we were there. If you Google Nazca alien mummies, you will see 100 articles, and you're going to see two little bodies that look very similar to the ones I just showed you, right? But they're wearing like dresses and sombreros or whatever, and it looks ridiculous. And the headlines say, you know, Peruvian officials have examined the bodies, and they say it's fake. They're just dolls, right? And so those are not the same bodies that Jaime Masson presented to the Mexican Congress. So that's the other thing we're trying to clear up, is that Peruvian officials are misleading the public, and they're misleading the scientific community. Now, I don't know why they're doing it. I don't know if it's a mistake. But I will say, we interviewed the guy who made those dolls. His name is Manuel. He lives in the town where the real ones were found. And he told us that he made these dolls because he wanted to sell them to tourists. And the Peruvian Ministry of Culture seized his dolls at the airport. And he told them, no, these are not the bodies that were presented to the Mexican Congress. These are works of art that I made. And they ignored that. And then they told the world, these are just dolls. Nothing to see here, guys. So there is a lot of BS around this that we have to clear up, right? So we don't know what these things are, but they are not dolls. And right. There is a lot of misinformation. And so the first step is clearing that up.
This is fascinating. I really suggest everyone to get out, and you'll be live streaming on Spark. What is it? SparkLivestream.com.
Yes, sir.
And the documentary is called "This Is Not a Hoax, Folks." And these were found in 2017, correct? 2017 in a cave.
2017 took them about 2 years to excavate them. And listen, you know, I heard about this in 2017 when it happened, you know, and it took me this long to get on a plane and go check it out for myself. There's been so much debunking, so many accusations, so much misinformation. But now, you know, we feel comfortable enough with what we've seen. And, you know, again, we also have to use our intuition and say, okay, are these scientists? Because you can find scientists with all kinds of opinions, right? But we had to ask ourselves, do we think that, you know, do we find these scientists credible? And we do enough that we, you know, are holding this event and saying, hey, worldwide scientific community, step up and help out what these are, because we don't know what they are, but they're not dolls and they're not cake art and they're machine.
Well, it's something, maybe there's an alarm bell going off in my mind right now. And maybe the reason they're hiding this is because it goes against evolution. Maybe if these have 70% RDNA, I mean, that could really throw a monkey wrench in everything we were taught in school.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't like to say there's a conspiracy when I think human nature can just explain the situation. And I'm not a mind reader, so I don't know why people do the things that they do. But it's very possible that, you know, if you're ministry culture, you know, you're probably an archaeologist, a paleontologist, an anthropologist, you're a scientist, you've used your whole career doing this, and something like this will rewrite, you know, our entire history if it is real, if it is what it seems to be. And so that's a threat to your worldview, and, you know, people tend to freak out and have a visceral response to that because they don't want to accept, oh, my education is a lie, my career is a lie, whatever. And so they just have this kind of, you know, sort of immune response to it. It's like, let's just shut this down. It's got to be BS. So that might be what's going on. I don't know. I'm not a mind reader.
All I can say is, folks, get out and see this is not a hoax. This is impressive stuff. What are they? We're asking the questions. Could they be from another planet? Are they from this Earth? Are they even real? It's all answered in the documentary, This Is Not a Hoax. I'd like to say thank you to Michael. Michael Mazzola. Did I say that right, Michael Mazzola?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for joining me. It's a pleasure, man. I wish you luck in this. And God bless you, man. Co-director with Serena DC. This is not a hoax, ladies and gentlemen. Got to get out and see it. Thank you, Michael, so much for joining me.
Thank you. It was great being here.
All right. Get back to work, my friend. Take care.